Well, Randy, one of the big topics that we're hearing about all the time in the news is the whole issue of when life begins, abortion. We've seen these horrifying videos that have come showing us what the folks over at Planned Parenthood are doing with these unborn babies, actually taking parts of their bodies and selling them. It's just unthinkable. It reminds us of something we'd see in Nazi Germany in another generation. But Randy, just for a moment, address this subject because, you know, some will say, well, I don't know when life really begins. Why do you believe that life begins at conception? And why is it so important to protect the rights of the unborn?
Well, certainly the Planned Parenthood videos have demonstrated the reality that we in the pro-life movement have been talking about for years, that these are human beings. They have visible body parts, a measurable heartbeat at 28 days after conception, before a woman even knows she's pregnant, measurable brain waves 40 days after conception. And then here we have these babies, and clearly these are human beings, and it's cutting through the denial. And I think what we need to do is not only applaud this and say, let's actually do the difficult thing and look at these videos, as appalling as they are, and let's speak up for those who cannot speak for themselves. But let's also be quick to offer the forgiveness and grace of Jesus to women who have had abortions and men who have been responsible for paying for the abortion of their girlfriend, and say, in Christ, there is forgiveness for any and every sin, including this.
Yes, I agree. And let me just say, as an aside, as we get ready in the future to elect the next leader of the free world, the President of the United States, for me personally, I could never vote for a candidate that did not support the rights of the unborn. I'm talking about a pro-life candidate. It's not the only issue, but it is a vital issue. It's an essential issue. And by the way, if you say, well, the Bible's not clear in this topic, that's not true. If there's confusion, it's because people either don't know what the Bible says or they're disagreeing with what the Bible says. But Scripture gives a very clear word on when life begins. Jeremiah talked about being formed in his mother's womb and being called to be a prophet before he was even born. John the Baptist leapt in his mother's womb when the mother of Jesus entered the room. These little ones are created in the image of God and should be given a chance to live. Randy, think about all the children that have been aborted. We could have had the next person who would have discovered the cure for cancer. We could have had a president. We could have had the next Billy Graham. Who knows what we've lost in the elimination of this precious human life?
Absolutely. And certainly God has created these children in His image. They are human from the point of conception. And just because they're young and small and weak and vulnerable is not a reason to dismiss them and not defend them. In fact, it's all the more reason to speak up for their rights.
That's right, Randy. You know, I was conceived out of wedlock. My mom had a little fling, and I could have easily become an abortion statistic. And I would just like to say that if a girl listening right now finds herself pregnant, she's not married, she's embarrassed, she thinks, well, I'll, quote, terminate the pregnancy, unquote. No, don't do that. Carry the child to term. If you can't keep the child, put the child up for adoption. There's plenty of loving families that would welcome that child. But who knows what God can do in the life of that little one. And I know people will say, well, that child's illegitimate. Really, is any child illegitimate? I mean, there maybe are illegitimate parents who abandon their responsibilities. But no matter how the child was conceived, the child should have a right to live.
Absolutely. Well said.